got some great leadership in the locker room, and it really shined through in this ball game. We were committed to discipline and poise throughout, and it's paid off in the end. We didn't have anybody watching the scoreboard. We were just playing the play and playing the situation, and we were fortunate to find a path to victory. Open it up.
Say you have great leadership. What in particular makes you say that after watching a game like this?
Just the encouragement and the positivity on the sidelines and picking each other up. You know, if it's not phase by phase, it's player by player.
Coach, you preach a lot about ball security. What do you say when you see three veterans that just didn't hold on to the ball when you guys were driving throughout in that first half?
Yeah, we need to handle the football better. We need to take care of the Duke. We didn't do that, whether it was drop passes, fumbles, the sack fumble, whatever it is, we need to take care of the football better. No question. It's got what we do in practice need to show up in the game. We took care of the ball well last week, other than one minor incident. But, you know, this week we need to do a better job. We need to clean that up this week. We have a big division game next week.
Your thoughts around going for it on fourth down in the first half?
Say that one more time.
Your thoughts on why you went for it, touchdown in the
first half? I'd do it again. You know, they played fantastic, whistle to snap. We got lined up quickly. We made sure we got our eyes where they needed to be. They played the call, and they played with confidence.
What was your strategy going down the last possession? You kept picking the field goal, but there was a lot of dink and dunk. You didn't get anything wrong. What was your mindset? Was it go for the field goal all along? Were you looking to score, and then nothing came?
Yeah, we didn't want to give Drew the ball back. That's simple. I mean, he's a heck of a player, future Hall of Famer, and if you can end the game with a kick, you want to end the game.
What did you see on the cruise play, on that catch on the sideline from your vantage point?
Looked like one heck of a play, a very big point in the game. Talking about the go route on the last, he had a great release at the line of scrimmage, something he does well. Eli has confidence in him to throw a ball that's not normally a high percentage ball, and we really haven't been making that play all day, and he came through with a big play, a big point in time in the ball game.
Ben, did you get a sense of this game offensively that you were like on the verge of breaking out a lot but just couldn't quite do it?
Yeah, it's a game that I think maybe a couple years ago or normally you would get frustrated with and frustration would set in, but we just kept plugging away. We kept playing the play. We knew we had to be productive. We knew holding the ball and getting first downs and chewing the clock would benefit the special teams and benefit the defense.
Coach, what do you say about the play at Janoris Jenkins today? Not only did he have the touchdown, but he also had a couple.
Yeah, for the second week in a row, you know, you see he's such a competitor, a great competitor, and you see that show up in his play this week and last week.
Coach, talk about as a spin this offense, the way you can do some things that really make this offense more interesting.
One more time. Yeah, he's a weapon in the slot. You know, he needs to score on the one double move he had in the green zone, and he will next time he gets it. He makes the big play over his shoulder. He just needs to trust his speed and go straight ahead instead of worried about sticking his foot in the ground and dancing. But he is a weapon in the slot. He's a smart, conscientious young player who works at it. It's important to him, and the quarterback is developing trust in him.
Your defense held them to under 300 yards. Was that one of your goals coming in terms of the
Well, anytime you can hold someone in this league to under 300 yards, that's a good day of defense. But, you know, holding them, we hold a team to 13 points or less, we're gonna win the ball game. And it was a great job by the defense today. Spags, the defensive coaches and the players all rallying around each other. They challenged each other this week, and it showed off, showed up in the game.
What does it say about the identity of this team now that you can win a game like this without an offensive
touchdown? It says a lot about all three phases. You know, special teams made a big play with the return. Defense stepped up all day, and offense got it done in the end. So all three phases are capable of winning ball games for us.
Eli Apple played the majority of snaps at corner. What went into the decision to give him such a big role today?
He's a starting corner for us.
You're playing over DRC quite a bit in like the base defense.
Well, we have three starting corners.
Did you give any thought to kicking the field goal on third down? Just in case a bad snap or anything like that?
There was some conversation about it, but I trust the quarterback center exchange.
The main priority was just to drain the clock.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we end the game with a kicker with a kick. There, field goal to win the game, we win the game. You got to trust your execution.
How about the play calling after the two holding penalties there? Can you today?
We had a trap, potential big play opportunity. Now, if we get the three technique up the field and we can get it out clean, it comes out clean as a whistle, but it wasn't clean, so it didn't come out. would have been a great call if it came out.
What does it do for the mindset of the team to win two very close games at home, the first losses last season?
Yeah, last season's last season. We're not worried about last season. We learned from last season. We moved on. We're looking forward to Washington this week.
Ben, when you talk about leadership, what do you make of Vernon and JPP playing as much as they did? Clearly, they hurt to some degree.
Yeah, they're playing nicked up, played hard, played a lot of snaps. Provided some great rushes, playing in there, hanging in there versus the run, too, not just pass rushers.
Coach, you just talked about learning from last season. Has there been extra emphasis added on finishing games this season?
We focus on all situations. We started in the off season. We continued through training camp, and we hit it each week, every week.
Last one. Is demoralizing as some of the losses were last year, losing the final seconds. On the other hand, winning games like you did last week. And now today, what can that do as going forward?
I've never been demoralized, but we've learned from the past. We're confident to win in the future, and we're looking forward to Washington.